Sung the Meditation, April 13th, 1997. This evening, we would like to know what you can tell us about spiritual community. What exactly a spiritual community is, how one can be formed, and how we can partake in a spiritual community to do whatever it does.
Greetings. In the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. We are known to you as the principal Kuo. And we thank you and bless you for inviting us to blend our vibrations with your own in this circle of seeking. As always, we ask each of you to realize that we are not authorities, but rather travelers upon the road which you travel, who treasure the opportunity to share with those who might have the interest in hearing our opinion and thought on those various subjects which seekers revolve about in their minds and ruminate upon in cycles throughout their incarnate and discarnate times of being. Each of you dwells in a very heavy illusion, yet each has penetrated that illusion to the extent that each has seen the illusion as illusion and love itself as a truth that is higher than the seeming truth of fact, figure, and measurement. We too have our illusion. We too move towards a mystery which we cannot plumb. Our illusion is sheerer yet the work of evolving is far slower. So we do not feel that we are in any way your superiors, but rather companions. Very, very honored and privileged and grateful to have the chance to speak with you, especially upon a subject which is dear to our own hearts, in that we find a spiritual community the infinitely appropriate way of looking at all that occurs between that spark of creator that is one and that spark that is another. For what is it to commune? The very first syllable of that word means with. Further, we have the prejudice or bias that the spiritual community is the preferable form of dwelling within vehicles of light, whatever they may be. For entities come together for many, many reasons. And yet, in that all groups consist of the one infinite Creator, and in that all entities are made of the very stuff of love, all community is, if healthy, possessed of a spiritual aspect. Let us look together, then, at third density, the density of dramatic and pivotal choice. An entity by itself must make many choices, but that entity makes them, if completely alone, without friction, that is, with only the resistance of self against self. Although the work of self with self is often subtle and sometimes very difficult, it is not the same experience at all as that of working with other entities. And choosing how to manifest to those other entities the heart of self. So community is as the natural state of third density, the reason for the nature of the illusion as each sees it. is that this configuration of awareness and perception offers the richest potential for entities to learn about love and about polarity. Now, love itself is infinite and without polarity. It is the unlimited, infinite, and eternal light that is the manifestation of the love of the one infinite Creator. Each who incarnates into third density does so with the express purpose of interacting with the society, the community, the neighborhood, into which she has been placed by birth, by circumstance, and by that personality shell which has been chosen for the most efficient use of the hoped for processing of catalyst, especially at this time, as the sphere upon which you enjoy your incarnation enters into a new area of space and time, and the vibrations are moving through that birthing process. Each entity that achieves incarnation has won her place because of seniority of vibration. That is, those who had most hope of achieving harvest, that elusive 51% service to others, have been allowed to come at this particular time. Some of those who seek to graduate are, shall we say, natives, or those who have not come from higher densities. Some of those who seek to graduate have indeed come from other densities. Yet each, regardless of the history of self, is in precisely the same situation at harvest. That is, there is one and only one way to graduate into the next density, or back to the home density, and that is to be of the essence that can welcome the intensity of light, the fullness of illumination, which is the characteristic of higher densities. The very word density is misleading for it would somehow suggest that each succeeding density is more pallid or frail. The opposite, however, is true in that in each density, further than the last, there is a higher density of light. There is no emotion involved in moving from density to density by graduation. There is simply the ability to enjoy light. As entities reach the light at which they feel most comfortable, they simply stop. If it happens to be in the fourth density, then that is the future for that entity. If that entity stops on the third density side of this division or quantum we call density, then that entity shall enjoy more of the third density light and work for another period upon those lessons of love and polarity which he came to ponder. There is no particular reward for moving onward, any more than there is a reward for moving from a grade in school to the next highest grade. And yet, there is tremendous emotion in the process of becoming that essence that does welcome light, and that has chosen how to use, how to spend, how to offer or allow the increase of that light through radiation through the self. So community is that necessary and natural linking of energies often by geography alone, sometimes by family, usually by environment. Each entity deals with the family community, with the work community, with environments of those who are involved in one particular hobby or interest. It is part of the nature and character of each entity to link with other entities. It is as though those sparks of the Creator, which infinitely fly from the heart of creation out into that manifestation of experience that starts that great spiral of being moving back to its source. Each individual has the energy and urge to link up with those of like mind. For each craves the mirror that shows the self to self. Now let us look at spiritual community. When this instrument says the words spiritual community, she immediately thinks of her church, that Christian edifice of stone into which she pours and has poured for many years great devotion and love. And those feelings which this instrument has about that spiritual community are characteristics that each tends to seek. This instrument is not different from those who cannot find community within the traditional church in what she craves, but rather in finding a way to deal with the many irregularities which have crept into that institutionalized church over many centuries of history. She moves into that environment in order to worship, in order to be taken out of the self, in order to spend time and attention upon the divine, upon the blessed, upon the sanctified and holy things which she hungers for. These are the things that a spiritual community does offer. Looking further at the experiences of this entity, the particular church to which she goes, worships together by taking a stylized and ritualized meal, by the taking of food and drink. And that magical ritual, which this instrument calls Holy Eucharist or Holy Communion, is a way of placing into the very cells of the flesh and blood of physical vehicle the essence and energy of the Creator itself. It is said that the one known as Jesus asked his students to eat and drink together in remembrance of him. It is written that he took bread And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which I give for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he took the cup and drank when he had given thanks, and gave it to the disciples, saying, "Drink, all of you, of this, for this is my blood of the new covenant. Do this in remembrance of me." The center of that church is manifest only by symbol. And yet, there is deity in that wafer and that sip of blessed and holy food. That service brings Christ consciousness not simply to that place, but to each member of that place. And then it sends each into the world to love and serve. This is the essence of spiritual community. A spiritual community is a place that has moved through the sacrifices necessary to allow it to offer spiritual food to those who would wish to share such food. The center of a spiritual community is not the people. It is that ideal that is worshipped and loved and believed in by those who gather to remember the one infinite Creator, to spend time and attention in communion with and in worship of the divine that is so hungered and thirsted for. Upon the surface, the question of what is a spiritual community, what makes a spiritual community, almost answers itself. And yet, as one probes more deeply, one can see that the heart of community is very open-ended. Certainly, it is certainly, it is the nature of a functional community to find ever more ways to foster and nourish, nurture and support each other. And as one finds such a community and enters into communion with those in that community, there is a strengthening and a stability which becomes possible only as entities group together and offer themselves for that which is greater than they are. When two join together, there is already a community. It is a strong, a powerful community. And yet the addition of one more entity doubles the strength of that group. And the next entity doubles the strength of that group. Until soon you have a few people and the strength of thousands, or a thousand people and the strength of millions. Now, at this particular time, many who may call themselves wanderers are awakening to their spiritual identity. As the awakening occurs, there arises within the seeker a great hunger to know more, to find ways to serve, to become comfortable with this state of consciousness that is so completely different from that round of work and play that is not reflected upon. The routines may be precisely the same, but the viewpoint has changed. And once awakened, the seeker cannot return to sleep, but must live awake within the incarnation. Each intended to remember his own nature. Each felt fairly confident that she would be able to break through that veil of forgetting. And each of you has indeed become more aware. The community as this instrument said before this contact began has that function of being the focus point which acts as a spiritual or metaphysical anchor or point of stability or leverage the desire to serve is greatly enhanced by those who have bonded together. We correct this instrument, banded together, in order to support each other in service. So the community feeds entities, and at the same time, entities feed into community by their participation in the activities, seen and unseen, by their sharing with others that which they have thought and talked about in community. It is as though there were a net being made of golden threads, and each time one awakened wanderer links up with another and establishes spiritual community, another piece of the net is woven, and eventually that net will cover your orb like a golden seam, and the earth shall be completely surrounded in unified love. We see this occurring at this time. It is moving towards fuller manifestation rather quickly, as more and more entities awaken, establish connections, and share with others their own focal points or spiritual communities, so that more and more entities may feel secure and stable and part of something that is higher and bigger than the everyday concerns of living. For truly, these concerns are constant throughout their density experience. It is completely up to each seeker as to how she wishes to express the self and the love of the Infinite One in each portion of the daily round. At this time, we feel that we have spoken enough to prompt thought. And if there is further interest, we would be happy to speak further upon aspects of this interesting subject. For now, we shall simply say to each that each truly serves within the community that is meeting within this dwelling place. Each embodies that communion that flows between those present. Each carries within the self the seeds of divinity that had been planted, aided by the energy of the group as it turns its heart and its attention to the one infinite creator. Each shall hope to serve greatly, and each shall be disappointed in the self, and yet each shall have done so much that is not and cannot be known. For light radiates in ways each seeker cannot know. And service is done in many cases that are not known to those offering that service. Thusly, we encourage each to enjoy that peace that dwells in the hearts of those who do have a spiritual community, a source of support, encouragement, safety, and growing. For there is that hunger to evolve that can only be realized in community. Each of you is a blessing to each. We would at this time transfer the contact to the one known as Jim. We leave this instrument in love and in light. We are those of Akua.
I am Quo, and greet each again in love and in light through this instrument. At this time, it is our privilege to offer ourselves in the further attempt to speak to any queries which may remain upon the minds of those present. Is there another query at this time? Various times there is the need to stop the contact in order that the instrument might gather.